Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Mishneh Dalet. We're going weiter in the klal that the Mishnah said in Mishneh Gimel, which is that kol hakosher lahatzniyah umatzniyah kamoyu, that's the shear of Hitzov Shabbos. If you carry out a crumb on Shabbos, that's not a Hitzov, something meaningful. The Hitzov is taking an object which has meaning and carrying that from place to place. That's a melacha. Now, what's an object that has meaning? Chazal defined this in two ways. Kosher latznir, the thing itself, is something that a person would hold on to. A dova mos, I'm just quoting things that are brought in the Mefarshim over here that really come from Gemaras, and there's Yerushalmi adds other cases also. Something which is a dova mos, and nobody would say if it's pure garbage, that's not kosher latznir. If you talk about atze asher, let's say the Gemara gives you suri hanor, nobody would save it. Nobody has any use for it. Carrying it out is not a meaningful something. Carrying it from place to place is not a melacha. The other klal is matzniyin kamoyu, that the amount that's carried is something that's meaningful to hold on to. And that's what we're going to have a delineation in the coming Mishnayis about various shirim, of various things, different food items, different shir. What's the minimal amount that has some type of useful purpose? Now, there is one exception to the rule. The previous mission of the Lashon was something which is not meaningful, it's not useful. Only one who does have meaning in it. The Gemara calls this, it's choviv by him. It means you have a person who's takes a crumb of something, and he happens to be a botanist, and he's studying that thing under a microscope. For him, that crumb is meaningful. For anybody else, it's food. It has no mashmos, it has no meaning. So for that fellow who's studying that under a microscope, if he carries that out on Shabbos, he's carrying something meaningful. Now we're going to go weiter in the shiurim in the Mishneh Dalet that are just protim in the different items. Hamoitzi Tevin, we're talking about things that are not roi lachilas odom, they're roi lachilas behema. How much is meaningful shear? Is a biteful for an animal, but each food can feed the animal that eats it the size of its mouth, obviously. Hamoitzi Tevin is straw. So that's typical food for a para. So kamloi pi para. Otso is the straw that comes from kidneys, from different types of beans that grow on the ground. The straw is harder. A para can't eat it. A gomel, a camel, has very strong teeth and a very wide mouth. So otso kamloi pi gomel, it's a bigger share. A smaller amount is not a mouthful for a gomel, it's not meaningful. The fact that it's a mouthful for a para is also not meaningful because a para would need it. Omir is a different chelik of straw, it's a little bit softer. So kimloi pi tole, because even a tle, even a sheep, could eat it. So mel, a smaller amount, would also have a meaningful purpose. Asovim kimloi pi gdi. They're even softer, so that's enough kimloi pi gdi. Again, the pi gdi is smaller than a pi tle. So therefore, you need less of it, because it's roi even for a smaller amount. Grada, the Gemara says, that this kimloi pigdi is actually, the pitle is actually the share of that as a gregris, which is going to be the next share in the Mishnah. The reason why the Mishnah speaks it out in terms of the animal, not the size of kipi gregris, is in order to explain to us that the reason why that's the share is because it's roi for that animal, and that's its useful purpose. Now the Mishnah says a different zach. Ale shum vale bitzolim. These are leaves, and this is already roi b'midim mesuyam es fachilas adam. Lachim. So then they're softer, they're fresher. So there the shear is ka gregeres. A gregeres is a shear of a minimal amount of food that's roi for an adam. Yeveshim, if those same leaves are hard, they're not roi lachilas adam, they're only roi fachilas behem, so then kimloi pigdi. Now, the Mishnah says over here, klalts neget to all these type of shiur. Ve'ein mitstarfim zem mipnei shelo shovu b'shiurim. The different things, let's say if you take Tevin and Otza, Omir, and Asovim, they're not mitstarf. Why? Because since they function as different shiurim, so you can't take part of this and part of that. Now, we have to explain this, the way the Mefarshim explained this, based on the Gemara, is that the thing which has a bigger share, the marshal otso, which is kimloi pi gomel, which is more than kipi paro, otso, you can't have part of that mixed in with tevin and bichayiv, a mixture of otso and tevin. with the amount of tevin, of course. But if you have tevin mixed in with the otzer, tevin for sure could be given to a pigomel. So the smaller thing could be mitzdarf to the bigger share. The bigger thing, so to speak, is not roi to be part of the smaller share. But the smaller thing, which is more refined, which could be used for more purposes, could be used for the bigger share. So if you don't have a full share of kimloi pigomel, you can have some tevin in the pile of otzah, and that will be a dover sheroi latznir. The reason why this has to be pointed out is because the same lashon is used by Chazal of ein mitzdarfen zen zeh in the context of tumah v'tayra, when you learn Maseches Chulin, and over there means they're not mitzdarf at all, not bigger to smaller, not small to bigger, because they're two different things. Over here it only means the bigger klapi the smaller, like we just explained. Hamoytzi acholim ki groy geres chayiv umitzdarfim zeh im zeh. A crumb of this, and a crumb of that, and a crumb of a third thing. All things that are roi l'achilos adam is food. So memel, they're all mitzdarf zem zeh. They all have the same share. Mipnei sheshavu b'shiureh. There are parts of food that could be something that's roi l'achilos, but the shell, the husk, the peel, is not part of the food. So that's not part of what's roi l'atznir. What's that? Klipein is a peel. Garinein is the pit. Uktzein is the stem. Subanu mursanu is more by tvua, where you have the chaff and you have the part of the tvua, which is like the bran. Maybe today they would say it's more healthy. But when it was considered not roi l'achila, so that's not part of what gives it a chshivas as a dovah haroi l'atznir. Reb Yehuda oimer, chutz miklipi adoshim shemizbash lois imohen. Some things you would cook together with the peel. Adoshim cooks together with the peel, therefore the peel of an adoshim, even if it's not the best tasting part, but it's roi l'achil memel, it's mitzdarf. So that's, it's mitzdarf with it. L'maisa, the Tanakama is chalik of Yehuda. Tanakama doesn't make an exception. Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Hamoitzi yayin. This is the same hemshech of the same klola. Moitzi yayin kidei mezigas kois. How much yayin is a meaningful shear? Kidei mezigas hakois. Now, what it really means, hiding behind the lashon of mezigas hakois, is a kois of a revius, which is kosher for kiddush or for birchas hamazon. How much wine do you need for revius? So we have from Chazal all over that they used to be moizig. It's always the lashon of Chazal, which means the wine by them was so strong that you used a quarter of a revius of yayin. So it's a 16th of a shear. The reiva is a shear in the first place of a kibetza. I'm sorry, a revius halug. A revius halug, and you have a fourth of that as a 16th of a lug, which is then mixed together with three measures of water. So that's the shear of yayin. Cholov kidei gimio. However much a person would swallow at one time. How much is that? It's a little bit problematic. Because in other sugis in Shas, it's nagei machalos asuris. You have a sugi in Krisus where it seems that the base hablio is about two kezesim, which is a kebetza. We have a share of a kezayis, l'moshel, l'gabi eating. When are you mechuyev a brocha achrani kezayis? When are you mechuyev a leishiv basukah? And how much could you not eat out of a sukkah? Kebetza, it's two kezesim. The share of a base habli in the sugis hashas might even be more, it might even be 2.5 or more than that of zeisim. Vinishvi over here, based on the sugis hashas over here, kidei gmiyo, the blias odom, Tosfos says, is yoisim ikigregris, and the share of a kigregeris that we mentioned in the last Mishnah is about a third of a beitza. Maybe a drop more, maybe 4/9 of a beitz, according to other shittas. Vinishvi, it's less than a kezayis. It's less than a kezayis. So how does it fit? So you have to say, the Yochin makes the cheshbin, that the shear of the base habli is one thing, and how much a person would swallow. A person doesn't swallow with his mouth full, exploding, full of a drink. He takes a certain amount at one time, and the shear of how much he takes in his mouth is taka less than a kezayis. It's only kidei gregeris. Dvash is not about eating so much, but it has medicinal properties. Kidei litna lakos on certain type of wounds they would put, so it's very little. Shemen, kidei losuch ever cotton. Shemen, less than you'd use for lighting, or you'd use for mixing a salad, you'd use for like for what we would use for chapped skin. So an Eiver Koton, which means the smallest finger of a small child, is very, very little. And if the skin was chapped, you'd use that much. So that has a meaningful purpose. Mayim, how much water is meaningful? Kidei loshuv bohem es hakiloy. They would put a gauze on an eye that was infected or inflamed. However much water you need to wet that gauze, very, very little. Ushar kol ha-mashkin b'revius. All other mashkin, the shear of a mashkin, moshul l'gabi tumah v'tayra, how much is mekabel tumah as a revius? So over here also, that'll be the shear. If it doesn't have a meaningful purpose with less, so that'll be b'revius. V'chol ha-shoifchin. Shoifchin is water, let's say, that you're going to throw out. It's water, dirty water, muddy water, water that was used for cooking, let's say. You're not going to use it for drinking, you're not going to use it for bathing. So it's shayfchen, it's water that you would spill out, the shear is berevius. Reb Shimon Oimer Kulon berevius. Reb Shimon says that even yain, even cholov, even dvash is only berevius. He holds, to finish the explanation, the Mishnah v'lo yomru kol ha-shiurin halolu el lematznien. The shiurim that we mentioned before in the Mishnah of cholov, yain, and so on are only lematznien. What he means is like this, the way the Gemara explains it. There was a Messiah of Hamaitzi Ankedei Mizigas Kois. That was the stomach of the Mishnah. The Tanakhama understands that's the share of that Zach. The fact that there's a general share of Revius does not preclude there being for certain things a share, a lesser share. Reb Shimon understands no. The share is a Revius for everything. What we had before in the Mishnah of that anybody who's matznioi, that at the end of Mishnah Gimel, any chayv ala matznioi, that you could be chayv on less. Reb Shimon over here gives a knetch, that even the person that's matznia, you don't say that he's matznia a mashu who is valuable for him. Even for him, only a certain amount is valuable. What's the share of that? The share of that is what we just mentioned over here. Kedei gmiyo, kedei mizigas kois, and so on. But be'etzim, for everybody else, the shear of somebody who's not a matzniya, the shear is a revius. Liquid is measured in a shear of revius. We'll add a tesefes hezbet to that based on the boyaz, which comes from the sugis hashas, is the fact that the Rashi, and that's the Lashon of the Rav, is that kulon berevius is going on yain, cholov, and dvash. Those things you can't have less, has to be at least a revius. Why? Because liquids, like we just said, are measured berevius. Why? Because the liquid is measured in terms of shtir, drinking. The prime purpose of all these types of liquids are b'shtia. Shtia is b'revius. Shemen, Reb Shimon would be moedim because shemen is not pashtus, is not roi l'shtia. The Gemara says in Brachos that a person doesn't make a bracha when he drinks shemen because it's mazik his throat. A person could use it if he has an inflamed throat. They would use it for medicinal purpose, but that's not the ikar use. So Mela, that's over there. Reb Shimon is moedim that the shear is in less. It's only something which primarily is defined as a liquid, a mashkel, the shtir. Over there you need the kloliest shear of a revius.